This morning we have the unique opportunity to be in church on the eve of 1 year passing into the next. The great philosopher Linus of Charlie Brown fame once said, "God put me on earth to accomplish a certain number of things. Right now, I am so far behind, I will never die." Well, we all know that's not quite the way it works. The end of 1 year and the beginning of the new year really does make us pause and reflect on our lives. But I would contend that Christians do that from a different perspective from other people. In our collect, we prayed about the difference that Jesus' birth makes for we who believe. We prayed that our lives are utterly different because of Jesus' birth. We stated in the collect that you and I are regenerate, a word that you don't hear very often, and that we have been made God's children by His adopting us and by His grace. The point of the collect is that you and I are ontologically different from those who do not know Christ, who do not yet believe in Him, who have not accepted Him as their Lord and their Savior. So a good question for us all this morning is whether or not you see yourself as being different from others because of your belief. If it is true, as we believe it is, that God has adopted us and made us His children by His grace, then we should see ourselves quite differently from others who want nothing to do with Jesus. And the collect concludes with a plea to God, God the Holy Spirit, to renew us daily. Every day, that's what we prayed. Every day, God, renew me. Why? Because we need it. Such an admission on our part that without the working of the Holy Spirit within us, our desire to be renewed so that we can live our lives differently will fall short. Why? Because you and I do not really have the strength to live our lives in a godly manner, apart from the intervention on a daily basis of the work of the Holy Spirit within us. Or to put it in more familiar words to us, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Linus was only half right this morning. God did put you and he put me on earth to accomplish a certain number of things. Each one of us has a certain number of gifts. Gifts that God wants us to use to help him accomplish his will. The most famous words we ever learned as a child is, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We pray it all the time, the Lord's Prayer. "Not my will be done, thy will be done." And as long as we have breath, God expects you and he expects me to help him accomplish his holy will. But where Linus was so obviously wrong was that we are all going to die. It's quite possible that some of us may not be here next December 31st when we gather again. We have some elderly members, faithful, lifelong members, who may enter into his glory this year. And so one of the really important questions in life for Christians is simply this: how do we use our time? Not knowing how much we have, how much time do we give to our Lord every day? And we all know there are countless demands on our time. But do we set aside a certain amount each day to pray, to read his holy word in the Bible? We don't want to relegate God to a slot on a Sunday morning, as wonderful as this slot is for me, and I hope and pray for you. Because we can't live all the other hours of the week apart from his influence in us. Discernment. We ask God to help us to know what he wants us to do. And I hope we all listen for God's voice amidst the myriad of voices in the world vying for us to listen to them. In the gospel this morning, Matthew tells us about Joseph. Luke, of course, focuses on Mary. Matthew tells us about Joseph. He was engaged to be married to Mary. When he found out that Mary was pregnant without their ever having any sexual relations, he is faced with a terrible dilemma. The law required that he divorce her. And back then, if you were engaged, it was the same as being married. But even worse than divorce, Mary and the man that Joseph probably assumed impregnated her would be stoned to death by Jewish law. Joseph, being an honorable, loving man, decided the best course of action would be to hide her away somewhere in order to protect her and not make a public example of her. But then something remarkable happens. In the midst of Joseph struggling to know what should I do, God intervenes in the form of an angelic messenger. Joseph dreams and receives the news of just who is responsible for Mary's situation. She is carrying the long-awaited Messiah. And we all know the rest of the story. God's purpose for Mary and for Joseph were to bring Jesus into the world and raise him. Mary would become known as Theotokos in Greek, the God-bearer. God's purpose for Joseph was to trust his dream. And when you think about that, that's a hard one to trust in. Who? Mary and me? This child is conceived by the Holy Ghost? Really? So it begs the question for us, what is our dream? What is your dream? What is God speaking to you and to me? And I suspect we all have a certain tendency to say something like, oh, come on. I haven't been visited by an angelic messenger that I know of to advise me of God's plan for me. And I understand that. But let me also say that while you and I may not have had an angelic messenger in the night to reveal God's plan for us, He does have a plan for you and for me. And the plan for you and for me is just as important in God's eyes as any of His plans. The question is God's plan for me and for you important in our eyes? And so we search. Like the wise men, we search to find God's plan. It involves listening for God's voice. That involves prayer, to let God speak to us. And if we're so busy with the world's demands, and they're important too, that we can't listen, we sadly might never know His plan for us. Well, I will close by simply saying I believe 2018 is going to be a very blessed year for St. Bede's. And I believe Linus was half right. God has put St. Bede's on earth to accomplish a certain number of things. Our job is to try to discover what those things are. Jesus, in a sobering reminder to us, said, "Death will come to us as a thief in the night." And he said, "Therefore, be prepared." Let us prepare ourselves for God to speak to us. Because I wouldn't want us to miss out on the glory of the Lord shining all around us, as it did to the shepherds on that holy night. I wish us each a very blessed 2018. For you, for all your family that you love, and for St. Bede's Anglican Church in Tucson, Arizona. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.